And we are back. The score is 37-9 Vikings as the second half is underway. Biggest adjustment here for Valley Stream, I think it has got to be preventing easy layups for the Vikings. And then on the defensive end, I mean on the offensive end, I apologize, just not forcing deep threes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, well, hopefully that Valley Stream has made a lot of changes here. Looking to, you know, chip away at that crushing score. But as you just saw, I don't know, because he just gave it away, threw it out of bounds. Now, Chase Siliano has it at the top of the key.
Yeah, it's a bad indication that the second half could be worse than the first one.
Well, here we go. Valley Stream Central coming back down after a steal. Frisco goes up with it for the layup. Misses it. Contended. They fight for the rebound again. Just what we were talking about, and goes up and is fouled.
So
and
that is definitely what they want to have. They want to have these nice layups on a fast break, not turning the ball over, and then look, ultimately get to the line.
You know, yeah, 100%. I think we were just talking about it. I think we were just talking about it. Having those rebounds, those second chances, everything. Frisco went up for the shot. He might have missed, but having that second chance, and now they get two free throws. That's and as he drains the first one, that's 2 points on the board. That's 2 points on the board.
And he makes the second one. So Vera now leading the way for Valley Stream. He's got 6 out of their 11 points. Great start here for him. I think for Porter, as long as they just keep that intensity up that they had in the first half, they should be good. But they're turning the ball over, so that's not a great sign.
Mm-hmm. Going into the second half, Vera was the leading scorer for Valley Stream.
O'Neal now, and he hits the jumper.
A deep two. And that's a timeout after 1 point in the second half.
That's a great start for Valley Stream Central coming out of the half. I think Dewey just wants to, you know, get this defense.
Yeah,
they were so great in this first half, but now they've already let up 4 quick points. It's not looking good for them. But, you know, there's... If they went up by 24 points, then I would say it was an issue.
Mm-hmm. And who scored that one just now?
And I believe that was O'Neal with his 5th point of the game.
Yeah.
Him and Vera leading the way with 11 out of 13 points of Valley Stream Central.
You know, I really like Vera as a player because he might not be, you know, the star of the show. I think we've mentioned the most is Frisco and O'Neal, who, you know, carry the ball, who have the ball most of the time. And Vera just gets it and goes. You know, you don't really. It's just a quick flash, and I really like that about him. He doesn't do too much. He does just what's necessary to get the point, and I think that's one of the reasons why he's the leading scorer.
Will always be under the basket looking for the rebounds, and they'll put him back up with no hesitation. Great team player, as you mentioned.
Now Cam Welker with the ball up top. Vikings looking to work it around.
And another turnover there from the Vikings.
Intended for Shanahan down low, but just outside his reach.
Seems like the complete opposite of the first half for the Vikings.
Yeah.
They completely flip with Valley Stream Central, where they're turning the ball over now, as Valley Stream did in the first half. And Valley Stream's getting these easy layups, and the Vikings did in the first half. But I think Vikings are going to try to keep up the intensity now.
And I don't know if you could tell from that, even though Valley Stream did miss the shot, what we were talking about before was something they need to change. They're moving the ball so much more now on offense, Valley Stream, and I think that's really important. Now Valley Stream going down again after a missed shot by Troy Stevenson that
Valley
goes
Stream
out of bounds.
Can convert on these shots and keep up this defense. And, you know, they've prevented the Vikings from scoring thus far, like 2 minutes into the third quarter. Maybe we have a game in the fourth quarter. You never know. I'd say if they cut the lead down to less than 15, we're going to have an interesting game. I'll say that.
Shanahan fighting for the ball now.
Mopatano's now going to bring it up for the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to pass it over to Stevenson here. Spinoza up top.
Cam Welker looking inside, jumps up and misses the layup, tries for the rebound but doesn't get it.
Our guy Vera there with the rebound.
And big man going up, misses the layup. Troy Stevenson with the rebound. And he gives it up to number 5 O'Neal, who this is a
nice
Euro
step.
Misses the layup though. Trevor Amafatano gets the rebound. Spence knocks it out of his hands. So now we got Vikings going the other
way. What an entertaining series, though.
Wow. And that's something we want to see from this team. The only problem is they just need a... They get all the way there, and that's what they've been doing in the second half, which I really like to see. The only thing is that, you know, they need to capitalize when they have these moments. They're getting to the moments. They're working up tip. They're stopping the ball on defense, going all the way down, getting under the basket. They just need to finish. As Shanahan
for three and a possible four-point play.
Wow. From the corner.
Number 25, Spence with his first foul of the game. Second, sorry.
Now, one thing we are seeing from Valley Stream Central is that, as we were just talking about, they are turning it around, forcing turnovers. They have a lot more ball security on offense, too. You know, holding the ball tight, moving the ball, doing what they need to do.
And it's just these careless plays that are getting the Vikings 4 points here.
The points are just slipping away from Valley Stream as O'Neal goes for the three-pointer.
Yeah, you can't afford to just give up these four-point plays. Coming right out of a half where you got completely dominated. Stevenson, great ball movement there. They're going to call a charge here, I believe. Way to put his body in the line there by Jean-Pierre.
That's the second charge of the game. Wow.
Smoker now defending O'Neal, but he's going to turn the ball over here. Great hustle there by Spinoso. And he ends up right to Vera, who's going to finish.
And that's a timeout. Timeout Valley Stream Central after Vera's two-point layup off the rebound. Wow, I mean, it is still a far-out game. I'm not very good at math. 41 minus 15.
Well, are you going to click on the 26?
Yeah, 26. I was waiting for that answer. 26-point difference. I mean, it's far, but, you know, it's reachable, you know. It's doable.
And we saw that right out of the half. We saw that they were able to kind of up the intensity and force Port Washington turnovers, which is we saw a lot of Valley Stream turnovers, but we didn't see a lot of Port Washington turnovers in the first half, so that completely flipped. Unfortunately, that four-point play, you know, you get for Valley Stream, you got to hope that that's not a momentum change, because they, you know, when you're down by 26 in the third quarter, you can't really afford to let the other team go on runs. And as I mentioned to you before, I think if Valley Stream can cut this lead to, I'd say, sub 15 going to the fourth quarter, I'd say this game is possible. It's unlikely, but it's possible. Right now, I think it's like impossible to win this game.
I mean, to be fair, say they score another 10 points in this quarter by holding them. Yeah, now thinking about it, I think it's going to be extremely hard for Valley Stream Central to come back from this deficit, but I don't think it's impossible at all. And what they've been showing just now, you know, going 4 points in a row, I think they can do it. I think they have what it takes. You know, look how they're playing defense now. They're playing a little bit of half court zone.
Right.
Look how much more organized they look now. Wow.
Right.
As Trevor Mafitano gets from the corner and misses the layup. Cam Welker with the rebound, who takes it out on the wing.
The issue with zone,
wow,
depending on how tight the zone is that there's a near turnover there by the Vikings. You know, the problem with zone is you're going to leave a lot of open shots if you are playing a tight zone, but they look like they're playing a spread out zone, which could leave the paint open. And for Washington, if they're going to keep cutting into the paint, making cuts, and finishing up layups, it's going to be a disaster.
As we're seeing here with this ball, see, that's one thing the Vikings do really well is move the ball, especially with the zone. Espinosa goes up for the three, does miss. Now O'Neal coming down and lets
turns
the ball
over.
Troy Stevenson with the steal. Now Welker bringing the ball down. Just a little behind the back.
Great
looks
movement.
Up to Trevor Mafitano down low on the block for
great
the layup.
In. That was a pretty pass there by Welker. Vikings nearly have a 30-point lead here in the third quarter, and do not seem to be letting up at all. as you mentioned before, I mean, I love the communication here by the Vikings, yelling at each other's names and the location of the picks and screens and all that.
Vera sizing up Trevor Mafitano with the block. Troy Stevenson going down low, goes up, contested, and gets fouled on the way up.
Frisco now with his second foul of the game. Ben, is any indication that Washington's momentum in this game can carry on to their future games and hopefully carry them into the playoffs and maybe win a few games there?
Yeah, David.
They have a big game next Friday against Baldwin.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be on the call. We don't know yet. But
maybe.
You know, I got to ask you, what does Washington have to do that they did today that they got to continue doing for the future?
You know, I think they got to play the exact way they've been playing in. Obviously, you play different opponents. There's different things you need to work on, which is fine, because they have a lot of time in between games to work on in practice. Something that I mentioned before that I think is important is momentum. And going on a big win like this, if they do end up winning big, I think will carry on to their next game just in terms of energy and momentum. So I think that will help a lot.
Good defense there by Washington.
O'Neal puts it up, gets a rebound, but does not make the shot. Now Spinoza fighting for the rebound, gets knocked on the ground. They call the travel. Eagles ball under the Vikings basket. Let's see what the Eagles can do here. Maybe turn up with some points.
Cheerleaders showing their support for the Vikings here. Vera now.
Vera trying to look down low.
Frisco, deep three.
Wow.
Finally, one fell for him.
Frisco, deep three. From a few feet out of the... out. Full timeout by the Eagles after their own three-pointer. It's 44-18, which is a 26-point lead for the Vikings. Seems pretty comfortable. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left.
I mean, I'd say so. I think...
Is there a chance they come back?
I wouldn't say it's... I mean, there's always a chance. I'd say the chance, like, maybe 0.1%, because I think the Vikings are a better team here, and they're playing better basketball, and when you have that, you know, yes, you can make lucky threes, I'd say, because, you know, Frisco was just one for, what, five on threes, 20% shooting. You know, it's looking unlikely that they're in the indication that they're going to come back, but you never know.
Yeah, and one thing I will note is that I think, in my opinion, if the Valley Stream Central Eagles, if they played the way they've been playing at the start of the second half, if they started that way in the beginning of the game, I think this turnout or this game would be so much different. I think they weren't focused enough. I don't think their energy was there when the game started. They were getting beaten everything. Now they made some adjustments. They're playing better. If they play like that in the beginning, it started out hot and strong like they are now, you know, I think it would be a different game. Much closer.
You know, unfortunately, that did not happen.
You are right.
And,
you are right.
Mopatano's going to bring the ball up for Washington. But if I'm a coach of Valley Stream, what I like to see is I like to see the players running around, showing 100% effort, knowing that maybe this game is out of reach. Zern's going to pull a deep three, and he's going to brick it. But rebound there from Mopatano, jump ball, and they're going to give it back to the Vikings.
Yeah, so what were you saying just now before that?
I don't recall who we were talking about.
I think what you were saying before is that as a coach, even
the effort that they're putting in. Right.
What you want to see is, even if you're down, you want to see the effort of your players, and it just shows character. You know what I mean? For upcoming games in terms of minutes and everything like that. If you're sulking, you know, you're down, that's not a good look on your team, even if you're down by a lot of points like they are today. I think they still need to keep fighting no matter what. While this score might look like it's out of hand, they should try their best until the very last whistle. And I think that's what
And that's
it
what
takes.
They're doing, and that's what the coaches would love to see.
As Frisco
nice
puts it up.
There. His sixth point of the quarter.
Does a little move to the basket, misses, and puts it back up off the tip.
Valley Stream is now over-doubled, actually, their first half points. Now.
Espinoso puts one, buries a three from the corner, putting the Vikings up 47-20 with a minute left in the third quarter.
another deep three there by Frisco. Frisco again from downtown. Maybe.
Wow.
Just maybe they can cut the lead down to 23 now. They're up by 24.
47 minus 28. Wow.
You doing the math in your head, buddy?
47 minus 28. What is that? Yeah, we may be laughing at it, but I'm being dead serious.
I'll do better. Okay. I think that messed up the total before. Okay.
Yeah, it's 47-24 now, which is a...
Are you kidding me? You're going to make it do the math here? 23-point lead.
A 23-point lead for the Vikings going into the fourth quarter.
Keep it running, we'll cut out what we need to cut out.
All right, we're going to be a minute left now in the third quarter.
A little bit of technical difficulties for the broadcasting booth, but we're back. Wow. Valley Stream coming out strong off that. They call it a foul on
Thomas.
Our number 21, Thomas. That's his second of the night.
I think Port's going to take it slow here, just try to end this third quarter on a positive note going into the fourth. Oh.
Now,
good idea there by
As Vera
by
comes
Ernst.
Down, looks up on Sean Ernst, and goes up.
Can't finish.
Troy Stevenson going up with the rebound. Again, high for that. As Trevor Mafitano gets the ball down low.
Great finish there.
And a great assist by Sean Ernst. Wow.
Nice up and under there by Frisco. He's been having a great third quarter now with 9 points.
Unfortunately, he did miss, but I think that's something we've been talking about is you get all the way there and make the move. You just got to capitalize on that. I mean, that's an easy 2 points that you just got to finish. That's something that's I think that the Eagles have to work on. As Cam Welker checks into the game with 18 seconds left in the third quarter.
I think Vikings are just going to try to hold him maybe. For the last shot.
The game has been paused.
I think Dooley's called it. Oh my god. Vikings just called the 6-man technical foul.
Wow.
I don't think anyone came out when Welker came in.
Wow. Dooley looking disappointed right now, but.
It was. I believe that Stevenson was originally supposed to come out, but Welker came in too early. So that's the issue there. Frisco makes the first technical free throw. He's 10th of the quarter.
How many points does Frisco have now?
He's got 10 points.
Oh.
Sorry, no. 14 points now. He misses the second technical free throw.
O'Neal bringing it down with 8 seconds left, 7 seconds. Who goes out wide to
Frisco?
Frisco puts it up and gets the quick point. No time left on the clock as they chuck it up.
It's a new file, right?